Hello, everybody in BB Nation, Big Brother, the season finale of Big Brother 23, season 23, has it been that long? Just happened. We're here to talk about it. I'm Brian Kluger, and I'm joined by the host with the most, the man who I want to go into the BB house with two seasons in a row, because I think we can win. Matt Mungle, how are you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. We would be final two. I have no doubt you and I would be final two. You'd be ride or die, man.
Would we pretend to not know each other?
I'm no good at that. I was stuck at that. It'd be like, wow, that guy became his good friend fast. You're like, wow, they connected quickly. I don't know. I have no gameplay. I don't know, man. I don't know how I would do in there. It would be one of those things where I wouldn't want to go in there and have to pretend that we aren't friends. Because I think it'd be fun to be like, dude, let's go in and experience this and just have a great time hanging out with my pal. You know, I don't want to do that whole, oh, yeah, we can't pretend like we don't know each other. But
well, technically,
probably why I'd go home week one.
No, you know, you wouldn't. Technically, since the season is over, season 23 is over, there is a casting call online. You and I could put our info out there and just see for fun if we make it to a next round.
You know, it would be fun to just as a social experiment to see if we would, because my fear would be that I would make it and then Kimberly, my wife, would kill me because she's like, you're going to be gone for 3 months during the summer. But then I realized I wouldn't be gone for 3 months. I'd be gone for about a week.
So. No, your answer to that was baby, $750,000.
I don't know. There's a lot of people there that were gone for 3 months that did not win $750,000.
But you could get 50 or 75,000.
Could. I'd have to play my odds. Like I could see you winning fan favorite. I don't know if I'm likable enough to win fan favorite.
I think you are.
Because I'm going to say something. I'm an old white guy. I'm going to say something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to make a comment that they're going to be like, the cancel culture is going to land on me like crazy. You know, I don't know. Hopefully not. I guess I'd have to go in there and really focus on some things.
That's okay. So for those listening, I think we have to do this, Matt. We have to put our casting call in just to see, and we can update listeners if we make it, if we don't make it, if we don't hear. But I think it would be fun, at least for the podcast, to let people know that we're fans of the show and that, hey, we're gonna try to audition, you know, first time.
All right. Hey, I'm down, man. I'm down.
Sweet. Well, I think so. Sweet.
I always said that I think you would be a great guy to play this game. I do, because you have that personality. I'm too introverted a lot of times, which might be good or bad. I can see you going in, forming some alliances, you know, just kind of just doing your thing, man. Because I mean, you make friends easily. You fit into situations. You things don't really fluster you much. You have this even keel, this perspective, this, I don't know, man, I think you'd do well.
Thank you. I think you would do equally as well too. I really do.
All right.
I mean, old man Mungle might come out here and there, but you know, a little light slapping here, you're like, focus.
They'll be like, why is he getting so angry?
Oh, it would be good. It would be good. But season 23 ended. The finale was last night on CBS, Paramount Plus app, if you were watching. And as we talked about in our last episode, there was an alliance, the cookout, with all African-American members. It's the first time an alliance started like day one and lasted through the entire time. And now we got to talk about what happened since we last talked and how it got to it. First off, Matt, was anything surprising this season?
Well, you know, as you and I talked in the second show, I was not happy with how things were going. I was a little upset. I almost stopped. I stopped watching for a couple of weeks. And then I think separating myself and then watching a lot helped me to like this season more. There were no surprises. And you have to admit, this ended exactly like we thought it was going to end, which I which is fine, I guess, if you can predict that. But for me, who likes the enjoyment of good surprise television and excitement, I wanted it to go different. I knew it wasn't going to. If I would have scripted it, I wouldn't have scripted it like this at all. So yeah, there weren't any surprises, but there was a lot about this season that I think you will agree is bigger than Big Brother. The cookout, the final six, what they did, how they did it, their motivation, their ability to rise above the game, to do something that's bigger than the game. I think if you don't applaud that, if you don't wrap your arms around that, then you're kind of a human being. You know what? There's something about you that's a little dead inside. If you can't see what they did in the gameplay and how, like I said, and you've watched this show a lot longer than I have. Has there ever been a time when a group got together on day one and made it to the very end and succeeded in doing exactly what they wanted? You can't do that unless every member is of the same heart and mind. You can't accomplish that unless that's the case. And I think that's what we saw.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we saw. There has not been one alliance that has started day one or even the first week that lasted through the whole game. And I mean, we've seen it in previous seasons where it looks like, oh, these two or these four people are just so dead on, but then they get mad. They try to go in for themselves and it just like, it blows up, you know, mm-hmm. maybe even before mid season. And this one, everybody handled themselves so well. And like you said, the same heart, the same mind, this like hive of six people really, they played it not for themselves, but for the bigger picture, like you said, which was finally to crown the first African-American winner in Big Brother history, which is crazy because the show hasn't been on for 5 years. The show has been on for 23 years. And in 23 years, there has never been a Black winner in the US version, which is insane to me.
Yeah, and even more insane if you go back and watch even the few seasons that I have watched, not only have they not won, they're usually the first voted out.
Yes.
That's usually the first target. And the fact that they came in, and I think, you know, we're obviously there's tons of spoilers. Who cares? The show's over. You should have watched it if you haven't. But you know, I think Big D said it the best. He's like, he walked in there with the desire to be the first African-American to win it and then saw five others and then immediately said, we've got to do this. We have got to come together. And the fact that there were so many times, and when we saw it, Tiffany even alluded to it, where the personal game and the agenda and personal feelings would rise up, but they would still focus on what was best. You know, they still had to focus on their main agenda simply because he needed to be the face of the cookout and to represent the first Black Big Brother winner. I think X was there, and Big D even said it. He's like, I had to get this guy to the end. It's like, you know, it's like Sam and on Lord of the Rings, you know, Sam had to get Frodo to the end, you know, and had to get him to finish this thing that they were doing. So even when there was battling within the cookout, the battling never superseded their agenda. And man, that should be applauded in any reality show, any game ever. To have that take place is just monumental.
Right, right, right. So that happened. The alliance, the cookout alliance, made it to the final six. It was all African-American people. And they did it so well. And so when that started to happen, there was another double eviction and two people had to go home. So out of these six people, you have Xavier, you have Derek F, you have Tiffany, you have Hannah Chata, you have Azza, and you have Kyland. Out of those six, we know who won, but out of those six, was there someone you really wanted to win besides Xavier, who ended up winning the show? But was there someone other than that you wanted?
You know, that's interesting because I always look at myself as like, if I was on the jury right now, what would I do? And that's tough because I kept bouncing back and forth. I liked X. I thought, and he even said it in his final speech. He never downplayed any person. He was always respectful. He didn't say a lot. He played it very close. He played a brilliant game, man. You could take the whole show and dissect his game. I sort of liked all of them. I liked Azza. I think that she, to make it to the final three, we can talk about her a little bit more. That was brilliant. I like Big D, man. To make it to the final two and then never won a challenge, that in itself should win something. You should win something for that. Just, I mean, has it ever in the history been somebody make it to final two without ever winning, not even a veto? A comp at all. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing he won, but he made it to final two. That I like that guy. China, she kind of flew under the radar for me. I don't think if she had not been part of the cookout, she would have been gone early.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
She would have been gone early. I think Tiffany was strong. Kai, I like, man. He would just do some silly things. They all did. Azza did some silly things. Azza should have got X out when Hannah went home.
Right.
You know, it's like that should have happened. Kai should have got X out when he had a chance. I mean, there were so many things they could have done. I think X should have won because he definitely, to be on the block as many times as he was, he just did what he had to do when he had to do it. So
yeah, he said it in his speech that he won like three HOHs. He won like three veto comps, but then he was the most on the block and never got, he only got one vote to evict out of five times being on the block to go home.
And how many did he throw? He could have won more.
Yeah, right, right. He threw a lot. Threw a lot of competitions. Like, the guy played a crazy game. He was respectful. He was nice. He was friendly to everybody. And he just played the game really well. And with Azza basically didn't win anything until like the last couple weeks. And, you know, she flew under the radar. Like you said in our last show, and we've talked about it, Big D and Azza, like their thing was napping and chilling and laughing. And like, that was it. And even Big D
and
said
it. And they made it to the final three doing it.
And that's what Big D said in his speech before they voted for the winner. He said, you know, take a look at me. I'm in the final two. I sit in y'all making y'all laugh and everything, but every week I'm voting you out. I'm getting you out. You know, I was like, that's brilliant. And like, yes, that is correct. And you didn't win anything and people still kept you, and you were on the block quite a bit, but they had strong either personal relationships or games or flew under the radar and were loyal to the right people. It is insane that Azza, Big D, and but the other two were the final three. But I get it. I would have voted out Kyland. I would have voted out Hannah Chada. You know,
sure. You had to. And I kind of look at it when we're talking about it now, and in retrospect, looking back over this, it's like, oh yeah, we saw Big D. He slept for the last 3 months.
Right.
But did he? It's almost like when people say that Jar Jar Binks is a master Jedi. You know, those theories that Jar Jar, even in the way he acts, is all it is a cover, but because he is a brilliant master Jedi.
Not a Jedi. He was supposed to be like the ultimate Sith.
Yes, the ultimate Sith. You're like, maybe. And so then you look at Big D and you're like, maybe that was his plan the whole time. He knew what he was doing. He could have won every comp, but he blew them so that he would be this other. So, you know, it's that same concept of, Is he really just a sleeping guy, or is he more brilliant than any person there? Who knows?
I think that's right. I don't think Big D is brilliant in a way of strategizing in an element like Xavier did or Derek X did. Derek X. So I think what Derek Frazier went in, Big D went in for, I think he's so likable. Like, he's a lot to handle, but he's so much fun and he means well. And it's like very super difficult to not like the guy. And I think just everybody wanted to keep him around because he's kind of the life of the party. He's fun, but there's
never
a lot that. Yeah. Yeah. Never a threat. Like, you're like Big D. And so when you're thinking of these final three or even final four with Kai and Azza and Big D and Xavier, you're like, okay, so if Big D is goes to the final two with anybody, nobody's going to vote Big D. Like, it's just not going to happen because he did nothing in the game. But then, you know, you start to think, like, what Ozzy said, like, why she voted for Xavier and not Big D, because, like, we want the first Black winner to, like, not just do nothing the whole season. You want somebody that, like, played the game well and won comps and was respectful, because Big D had elements and issues with people that he would get angry. But I think, you know, and that's what Ozzy, wasn't like a money thing for her. She wanted to, she was playing for bigger than herself. But man, it was crazy. And I liked Ozza, but oh man, Ozza, like you said, Ozza was earlier, after Ozza got voted out on this live finale, she was not happy at all. But maybe she didn't have time to process it.
She didn't. I mean, the other jurors, they had been in the, they had got a chance to go away, sit in and have therapy with each other and to talk through, you know, and they had a chance to reflect, they had a chance to come to terms with things. Ozza immediately was voted out in a situation after having this big beef with Big D, who was her friend, and some of the things he said to her was very hurtful. And then she had to be thrown right into a live win. Her head was reeling. I don't think she even knew what was going on, really. You know,
right.
It's like, so I give that to her. I can understand her being angry and seeming that way compared to everybody else, because she literally had no time to just decompress and to just, you know, think about things. It was just boom, 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 boom. Here's your winner.
Because it's, you like know? The worst spot to be in. Ozza was the worst spot to be in, because she made it all the way to final three and then she got evicted in the third, meaning she got nothing. She got no money. There's no third prize, and she didn't get the audience award either. Yeah. So she was in the longest and won nothing. So that's,
but again, that's sort of her fault. She had a chance to take out X. She had a chance. They all did. They all had a chance.
That's true. They did.
You know, and then I think it hurts too, because she's worked so hard and studied so hard. You know, it came down to that final seven questions between her and X. X got all seven correct. Ozza only missed one, the very first one, which she immediately said, I knew the answer to that. She has to be kicking herself.
Yep.
She missed one. She was one answer away from winning that. So let's do this scenario. Ozza does win that last head of household. They both get all seven questions right. They go to a tiebreaker round. Ozza wins. At that point, throughout this whole season, we said she's obviously going to send X home and go to a two with Derek F. But her and Derek had that falling out. Derek, Big D, said a bunch of ugly things to her about, you wouldn't even be here without me. I carried you. I saved you. You owe me, which that was ugly. So let's say that doesn't happen. And she sends X packing, goes to a final two with her and Derek. Who wins then?
Ozza for sure. Ozza for sure. Yes. If Ozza, if Big D didn't say any of that stuff to her, she would have definitely brought Big D with her, because absolutely, she would have won over Big D. And other than that, I don't think that's going to happen. But what happened was, because if when Big D starts saying all that stuff to her is when her mind got going, and she's like, yeah, I don't want somebody like that to win. So I'm not going to do it for my personal game. I'm going to do it for, you know, the bigger cause, to have somebody as likable and respectable like Xavier do it. So I think that was where her mind changed, because technically, if she did win that, I think if Big D still said that to her, she would have not taken him, and he would have been the third one out, and it would have been Ozza and Xavier. And I think it would have been closer. Like, I think maybe one person for Ozza or two, but I think Xavier still wins.
Yeah, I maybe. In my mind, I always know if X goes, he wins. If X is sending that final two, Xavier's going to win. But I think you're right. It maybe would have been closer if Ozza would have went, because maybe the you know, Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, maybe they would have, you know, rallied around the female, which is respectable. She might have gotten more votes, but X still won. I just don't know. If it was Ozza and Big D, you're right. Probably Ozza would have won. Maybe. I don't know. Because at that point, those two speeches, Big D played a better game than Ozzie did.
No, he did. He was more sociable. He was funnier. He was well liked by everybody, but still, he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way and he didn't win anything. So right. I still don't think Big D wins with anybody in the cookout up against him. Maybe other people, maybe, but he made it the final two. He got 75 grand and that was crazy.
He's happy with that.
So we have to talk about Kyland. So everybody kind of like Kyland. Yes, he's always in his head. He's ridiculous. But then when he got voted out, and even in this finale, he still holds a really big passive aggressive grudge. And he said some things like, I feel like he's like the villain of the season.
Which is funny because he didn't start out that way. I was in his camp for a long time. I was. And then he tried to backpedal a little bit at the final and say, oh, well, if you watch the tape, I didn't say, you said what you said and you know why you said it. You're angry. Kyland, he knows he blew it by trusting X.
Right.
But that's not X's fault. That's Kai's fault. That's Big Brother.
No, of course. That is Big Brother.
You make a move when you make a move. So the fact that you didn't take out X, but he took out you, that's on you, man. It's on you in a reality competition. It's not on you in business. It's not on you in the outside world. And Big Brother, that's on you.
No, so I agree. I
think he's mad at himself and he's frustrated and he's trying to make X look like the bad guy. And that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. It didn't happen. Xavier held his ground and you could tell that Kyland was baiting him and trying to get him to do something. And I was like, why are you doing this? Why are you saying these things? Because it's an awful situation Xavier was in. Like Xavier said, like, yes, his brother passed away and left a son that Xavier is looking after. And for Kyland to bring that up and saying like, you're not showing, what a respectable man is in front of your nephew by name on live TV. Like that was very uncalled for.
and the reverse of that is X did exactly that. By standing there and being the bigger man, not throwing another insult at Kai, not buying into it, not even aggressively pushing him or anything, X showed what a man should do in that situation.
Yes.
So if anything else, Kai gave X a very huge opportunity to show his nephew, this is what you do in these situations, because you're going to have people like Kai in your face as you grow up. This is how you handle it. You tell him to walk away. You maintain your composure. You be the bigger man. And that's exactly what X did, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it was funny that happened. And then a week went by and he still thinks that way. And it's it doesn't make sense. And it would be funny.
Almost like watching somebody who's been cheated on by a girlfriend. It's like years will go by and they say they've forgiven them, but it still hurts.
Right.
I think that's the Kai looked at like X was this girlfriend of his that he just kept. And then she broke up with him the day before prom.
Yes.
It's like, that's what happened.
No, for sure. And like, why? And I guess, Xavier told Kyland, like, yes, it's going to be us two because we're the most competitive players that we're going to take. And like, it just doesn't make sense that way. Like you go out, Yeah. That's Kyland. I doubt we'll ever see him on Big Brother again.
Well, that or sometimes they bring back the what you call in the wrestling world heels. They might bring him back for another one just to,
But I have to think that this faction, this alliance of the cookout, can you imagine any of them coming back to the Big Brother house to play and not being immediately voted out?
Nope. No, they're done. They're done.
Yeah. Like, how can that be? How can they bring back, let's say, 6 or 8, African-Americans and then people just not automatically get them out? Like, cause that might happen. Like it's in people's heads. Like, wait, this could happen.
Absolutely. Now there's, it's going to be harder in the future for an African-American to win this game now, because they're going to be really hyper-focused on them going, okay, I know you guys have some special thing you're doing here. So, it's going to be that. Maybe. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the next season and who they bring back. Is there anybody outside the cookout? Because, again, we both said that those final six in the cookout, you have to just mega love them and respect them and appreciate what they did above and beyond what the game of Big Brother is. And I applaud all of them. Outside of the six, who's your favorite character? Was there somebody that you grew to respect more?
Oh, Derek X, man. I voted for him for Audience Award for sure.
Did you?
I wanted to see him go all the way. I really like Christian a lot. And I really liked, for some reason, Claire a lot. Other than that, I mean, I like Brittany. Brittany's, oh my God, like 3 minutes of her and it's just like, whoa, it's already too much. I mean, I like her.
Right.
The ball of thunder and fire right there. And
imagine a 10-hour road trip.
Oh my goodness. It's like for like an hour, it might be constant noise. And then she might, you know, come down off of that. But then like 30 minutes later, it's like that for another hour. But she's very energetic and I like her. I think she's loyal. I think she's smart. I think she's fun as hell. I just think that Brittany's downfall is taking everything very personally. And I think that's what happened. But Derek X and Christian and Claire, I think, oh man. And I that's outside of the box right there. Those three. What about you?
Kind of the same. Claire, I always liked. What solidified me with Claire was, again, above Big Brother, when she found out why Tiffany had voted her out, and she was like, I'm good with this. I'm good with this. It's almost like she was willing to take one, two, for the better good of what they were trying to do. There was no bitterness. She immediately, as soon as she found out that there was a six, she was like, that's brilliant. I'm glad I got to be a part of that, and I wish them the best. That, to me, showed that Claire, again, saw the bigger picture. So she's one of my favorite. Yeah, Derek X. I love that guy. I think he's fun. The fact that he's only watched two or three seasons and he went in new one, thinking he knew what he was doing and just got played.
That was excellent.
So played. So I appreciate him. I don't think there was anybody. I think a harder question would be like, who did you not like? Cause I don't think there was anyone that I did not like in this season. And there's been people in past seasons where I despised.
Right. I mean, we didn't come to know Travis, really. Ooh. We didn't. Travis, like the first guy that got voted out. Right. Oh, yeah, I feel like I would have liked Frenchie. I liked Frenchie super well the first like 3 days, but then that dude just allegedly he's watched every season, but clearly he didn't because he
watched it too much.
Yeah. He went on a huge downward nosedive of epic proportions and got himself voted out early. And then I liked everybody in the house. I think my least favorite was maybe your favorite, SB, Sarah Beth.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't necessarily my favorite. I liked her a lot. I liked her. But again, she became kind of forgettable. But yeah, I thought she was, you know, I don't know. I'm always going to root for the cosplayer. I'm going to root for the introvert that's doing everything they can to make it in life. So.
Right.
I think it's fun. Yeah, there was nobody I didn't like. I liked, I totally forgot her name. The one that she was paired with X. You know, they each had their little pair. The swimsuit.
Alyssa?
Alyssa, yeah. How did I forget her name? Yeah, I liked Alyssa because she reminded me of people I've known. Yeah.
So I like Alyssa a lot.
Yeah, there was just a lot of, I think, good, genuine people on this season. And the people that weren't maybe genuine that we would have seen not be genuine got out early. They voted out early. So that I think that the end of this was, So here's another question for you. If the cookout didn't exist, let's say that, now whether it was Tiffany, Derek says it was his idea, maybe it was Tiffany's idea, I don't know. I know Tiffany had the ultimate plan once they got together. But say there's no cookout. Say that they come in, they're each playing their own individual games. They don't work together as a six. They sort of pair up a little bit, maybe in little bitty alliances. Who wins this season? Is it still X?
I think it's still X. Maybe Tiffany. But Tiffany or X, I think, will go the farthest in that situation. Because I think Derek Frazier, Big D, had the idea for the final six, but Tiffany had what they call the master plan on how to befriend somebody outside and
ride or die with them until it's time to go. And you have to be on the block with them. So I think that's how that worked out. But I don't, Big D tried to take the credit for that for sure. But I think Xavier or Tiffany, because Tiffany just, her way of talking with people is just amazing and make you feel comfortable, but manipulative. And
right.
So I think it's those two. I still think Kylan doesn't win this. I don't think Hannah or Azza win that either. So those two, I think, would go the furthest.
Yeah, I think the final three. Yeah, I think without that, I think without those alliances, without that cookout, I think the finals look more like X, Tiffany, maybe. I think Derek X goes a lot farther. I think we see him farther in because he's a really strong player. And I think that he, you know, just like the rest of them, he just fell to the cookout. You know, he was paired up. But I think he goes farther. I still think the final, I think X still wins, but I don't think we see Big D and Azza that deep in the final three.
Right. I mean, I could see Big D going all the way, but to like final three, but if they're not in the cookout, probably not. And Derek X, yes. I think he was definitely a product of the cookout. And I'm curious if Christian would have been, because I know Derek X got Christian out, but with all of the alliances that are theoretically not in place with a cookout in this fantasy one we're booking right now, maybe Christian goes a long way. I don't know.
Maybe so. Like if at the beginning it was instead of the cookout, you had X and Christian and Derek X and maybe somebody else, you know, like they had an alliance or something. Maybe they go farther.
And does Xavier without the cookout throw competitions, or does he try to win them all?
Exactly. I think maybe he throws a couple, but not nearly as many as he did. The fact he's like, yeah, I threw that competition to Derek X so that I knew he would do blah, 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 and do blah, 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 and do blah, blah, blah. And Derek's like, dang. This is exactly what he did. He played exactly what X knew he would do.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was amazing. That made me laugh. So the two surprising moments from the finale, I have two of them. The most shocking moments.
Okay, great.
The first shocking moment is Tiffany winning the audience award, the fan favorite. I didn't see that happening. I expected it to go to Derek X or maybe even not Christian. Who am I thinking of? Brittany. One of those two. I was shocked when Tiffany got it. And the other shocking moment was during the finale at the end. Julie Chen was hugging and kissing on everybody.
I know. What happened to the air hug?
Right? It didn't happen.
Oz is like, 45 minutes ago, I got an air hug.
Yeah.
Now it's like, woo! I noticed that too. I was like, what just happened? It's like, I guess they figured they were all I don't know. They've been quarantined maybe. And like, I was just saying like you, I was just surprised that it's like the rules changed. It was like 40 minutes ago, it was air hugs. And then it was like, you know, free for all. So I don't know what happened, but I guess they're like, whatever, I guess their quarantine's over. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, it was just bedlam, but maybe she just knew that at that point there was no way to control it. You know, so you're live. It's like, do you try to wrangle everybody or you just let it happen? You know?
Yeah.
You try to, you know, it's like a few minutes, just let it go.
You gotta dive in there. So yeah, that was Big Brother season 23. I enjoyed all these people. It's a definitely one of, I mean, no big blindsides happened this season, but there was an overarching bigger moment to that, I think. So, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you...
You know, my surprise, I wasn't really surprised that Tiffany won, because I even texted you about this. Kimberly and I were talking. I don't know what the rules are if the final two aren't eligible for fan favorite. Because let's say if Derek F, if Big D got more votes than Tiffany, but they have to discount his, Tiffany could have been the third in line. Like X could have got the most fan votes. Derek F got the second most fan votes and Tiffany got third. Tiffany still wins. So it's like the fan favorite is almost like third place. So the first two people aren't eligible.
Right. Well, yeah, I wonder if we can like check to see like is who's eligible in Big Brother to win fan favorite? You know, and is it anybody like even that's not the jury or anything like that? Like, I don't know. I don't remember. I just know people that are usually there on the live broadcast usually get it. But I don't know if it's everybody. I would imagine it's everybody.
Yeah, because I could see. I mean, I could. I'm not, like I said, I'm not super surprised that Tiffany won. People like her and the game that she played, and she just seemed very likable. But yeah, I thought that, you know, I'm like you. I thought maybe Derek X would have won.
A fan. Oh, it was close between the two, is what Julie Chin said.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said. She said she looked at it and she's like, you know, it came down to Derek X and Tiffany, and it was super close, is how she worded it. Mm-hmm. And then it was Tiffany. So I wonder by how many, you know, votes or whatever, who won. But I would like to see who do you want to see come back for another season?
You know, I'm not one of those come back because I've seen them now. You know, it's like I knew who it is. If anything, maybe Frenchie or. Just one of the, and the only reason I say this is because we didn't get a chance to see them play. Like the first three guys that got voted out, maybe one of them coming back just to see how they would do. Like seeing how Christian would do if he had longer to play.
Christian, you know? Frenchie, and Travis. Because Travis was voted out week one and he seemed like a good dude, but yeah, nobody.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to wonder how well they would do. So that'd be the only person to come back. I mean, I liked all of them. Like I said, maybe even Derek X. Maybe. Yeah. At the same time, I wouldn't be disappointed if any of them came back. So again, it's that, you know, caveat of I liked everybody this year. Didn't really dislike anybody. So I'd be fine either way.
You know? Now, do you want to see Xavier come back for an all-star season? I would. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah. There'd be no reason not to bring him back for an all-star season.
Yeah.
If anything, it'd be fun to see how well he does without the Alliance.
Brilliant. Right?
Yeah, just to see, because like I said, he's a brilliant guy. He knows how to play. He knows how to strategize. He is a decent man, and he's great at comps. So, you know, I think he still would do very well.
Yeah, no, he would. He would. Yeah, so that is it for Big Brother season 23. It won't be back till summer of 2022. However, in February this winter, Celebrity Big Brother will be appearing. And I've never seen a Celebrity Big Brother, and I don't know how I feel about that.
You didn't watch the last one? You didn't watch the last one?
Who won the last one?
I don't even remember. But the Celebrity Big Brother was the first Big Brother I ever watched. I never watched a season of this until Celebrity Big Brother.
Interesting. So I don't think I've ever watched a Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, they're a hot mess, man. It is a hot mess. Because, you know, they use the term celebrity very lightly. You know, it's people who are well known for being well known. So, yeah, it's.
Well, yeah, like Tom Cruise and like Edward Norton are not going to join Big Brother.
No, you're going to get maybe a, you know.
Tom Green was on a Celebrity Big Brother. I remember that.
You're going to get like a third cousin of a Kardashian, maybe. you know, it's going to be random people. It's going to be like some guy who, you know, was in some 90s movie that you haven't seen from since. So it's going to be, you know, people who are, you know, I don't know. Trust fund babies, people like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But they're always fun, but in a different way. You watch Celebrity Big Brother differently than you watch this one because you watch it just for the train wrecks.
Yes.
Just for the people. I don't remember which celebrity it was. He was a basketball player, I think. He was a great guy. We loved watching, but he couldn't figure out how to vote. So every time that Julie Chen would bring him in the room, every time he'd be like, "Yeah, I vote to keep." And they're like, and she's like, "No, who do you want to see go home?" And he would always get it wrong. Because one time he came in, he's like, "I vote for so and so," and she was like, he was like really confused because it was like one of his best friends in the house, but he was voting to keep him, not knowing he's voting to send people home. So yeah, Celebrity Big Brothers is fun to watch just on a different note because it's a different animal.
Totally. Right, right. And I felt that same way about Big D this season when he would go into vote, he would say oddly, like I cast who he voted or I voted. I was like, what's happening right now?
I know every time I evict to a vote, every time he just couldn't get it.
Yeah. So,
and I do have one beef against Big Brother as a whole.
Okay, yeah. What is that?
It frustrates me every season. It frustrated me this season. Every time.
What is your big problem?
One thing that buzzes me about Big Brother, I mentioned at the top of the show, I have a beef with them. It drives me crazy every year. And it's not just them. A lot of people do it, but Big Brother seems to do it more than anybody. It's the damn recap. I don't need you to recap every single episode. We just watched this show yesterday. It's Thursday. I watched the show on Wednesday. You recap, and it's like they spend way too much time with the recap. The last three or four episodes of the season, it's nothing but here was Oz's journey. Here was Derek F's journey. Here was X's journey. Well, they all have the same journey. There are only three people left in the house. So it was like a total repeat of everything that was going on. I think there's just way too much recapping, and this is what happened. So
I agree. It's this season, it's kind of like I've gotten to the point where the first 10 minutes of every episode, I can do whatever I want. Because it's just a recap, and then, you know, on Big Brother, and it's like, okay, there's gonna be new stuff. But then these last couple episodes, you know, you're waiting, basically it's filler. It's basically, okay, so in this episode, we're going to see the bloopers. In this episode, we're going to see them see their families and cry. But then it's like a best of, but yes, it's just like, oh man, I just don't want to see any of this. So
Yeah. There is a lot of filler, and it's CBS. They don't have a lot of other stuff to do. But it's like, you know, what are we going to do? Show another episode of Blue Bloods? No. Right. So it's fine. So it's like, yeah, here, Big Brother, we'll give you 50 hours a week. Do what you want to do. So
this podcast brought to you by Blue Bloods.
That's right. And Mountain Dew. Remember, if you're very thirsty, it's Mountain Dew.
Yes. So that is it for this show. We will definitely be back for Celebrity Big Brother. I looked at season two of Celebrity Big Brother, and there's only three people I recognized out of the 16 people. That was Mark McGrath, that was Tom Green, and that was Shannon Elizabeth. Those are the three names that I knew out of everybody.
Now, those were the same people, too, that were on that doofus, Donald Trump. He had that show about celebrities.
Celebrity Apprentice. Yes.
They were all on Celebrity Apprentice too. So I wonder if they're in with CBS. They have a contract with CBS to do all their celebrity shows.
Yeah, there might be. So we'll see. That starts in February, but I'm pretty sure Matt and I will be back for a new podcast coming out soon about music. I hope that happens, is in the works. But yes, scratch that Fu Manchu.
And in the meantime, we're going to see if we can get on the next season. We're going to audition and keep you up to date on that.
Yes. So, yes, stay tuned. We will be updating you on our Instagrams, on our Twitters, because Matt and I will keep you in the loop of our audition process for the next season of Big Brother. And we'll just see what happens.
What's the worst that could happen?
Right? We're both on the show and Matt can't keep a straight face that he doesn't know me.
I know. I'm in the corner going... Yeah, that's a train wreck.
Oh, it'll be good. So we'll update you then. Yeah, we love you all.
Good to be here.